How do you like your new studio?
The basement. Again, it's a newer basement, I guess. It's nicer. Not as many mirrors, so I don't have to look at myself, which is great because, you know, I'm horribly insecure. To the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 18th, rather late on September 18th, but September 18th nonetheless, 2010. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, Azguy.
Hello.
And we are a little bit late. I've moved this weekend, so I think I can be excused. So
hopefully.
What do you mean, hopefully I'll be excused?
I don't know. Do you, the listener, forgive us?
My fans love me. They'll always excuse me. Anyways... Here's what we're doing for today's show. We got news, correct?
Yes.
No quiz today.
TGS.
What?
It's TGS.
Oh, Tokyo Game Show, correct. Then after that, no quiz. We're doing a rather longer kind of special segment. It's like we're kind of going through a list. Jeff Grubb made this list actually for the Squadron of Shame, like every upcoming game for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
We're going to go through it.
And Halo Reach has kind of kicked off the gaming season.
Right. Well, like usually it's like dry the whole year, but like... We've probably had, like, a decent month break.
Summer slowed down a little, yeah.
Well, it did finally, didn't it?
Like, July was pretty dead.
Right. Like, it did.
August started to ramp, and now it's full
tilt.
But, I
mean, from, like, for a while there, it was, like, from Mass Effect to, like, Red Dead, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, so we'll do that. We'll talk about our week in gaming, and we'll get to the new releases, and that'll be the show. So let's get started.
All right. This story posted, like, literally right after we recorded last week. But Choo Choo Rocket is coming to iPhone and iPad.
That's nice. They still need to get that on Xbox Live Arcade, though.
Hopefully. I think I heard somewhere on Twitter, I think on Sega's Twitter, if there's enough interest, they would do it. Like, really? You guys like this game?
Yeah! How expensive could that possibly be? Put it on there, charge $5 for it. Remember, Choo Choo Rocket's big thing was that it was like, it was the first Sega online game. What was that called? Just Sega Online?
There was Sega.net, but that was like their ISP, which actually was a pretty good dial-up
ISP.
Yeah,
but like, what did they call their Dreamcast games that were online?
No, I think there's...
Really? But that was the first one.
Yeah.
That was such
a
novelty.
Which intentionally had lag put in it so that they could do an experiment to see how lag affected gamers.
Oh, that's nice.
This is about when Sega started jumping the shark, I think.
Oh, but man, it's hard to believe how they were doing that. They were doing online gaming very well before anyone else. Where he had the 56K version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Phantasy Star Online. Whew.
We'll get to Phantasy Star later. Let's see. Valve apparently was thinking about making Portal 2 without portals.
Wait, what? I didn't hear this.
Yes. I found this pretty amusing. They basically, this is Valve's Eric Wolpow. What the Portal franchise was always about was introducing a new puzzle element that you're going through. It's about Aperture Science. Now you're going through this new testing track with this new element. But basically they realized that was stupid.
Yeah, what element?
Well, I like how he says, I read this wrong. What if the Portal franchise was always about introducing a new puzzle element? Okay, it's not as bad. So it was something they were toying with. I can't imagine they got far
with that. I can't imagine. I think it was like they had a little bit too much to drink one day. They're like, guys, Portal 2, no portals. That's crazy. That's brilliant.
Well, you know how Portal 2 has like that gel, which is like the paint from that
right,
one indie game?
Yeah.
It looks like they were thinking about going entirely with that.
Yeah. Well, it's not as appealing as just portals.
Yes. Let's see. It is apparently hiring an Android developer, which is making people think a version of Rage will be coming out for Android.
No, oh, that's
this
nice.
Is kind of flying in the face of Epic bringing the Unreal Engine to iOS. Did you see OC Remix is doing a Final Fantasy V community compilation? Part
yeah,
one is out.
It's like the different parts are going to be released like throughout the year. There's some good music in Final Fantasy V. A lot of people don't necessarily think Final Fantasy V.
Mm-hmm.
There's some awesome tracks on that. Battle on the Bridge being one of the best ones.
All right, if you say so.
Take my word for it.
Okay. Let's talk about some people in the game industry moving around that we care about. First, John Davison is the new VP of CBS's GameSpot, Metacritic, and GameFAQs.
Forgot they own Metacritic. That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't he... I maybe I'm assuming something, but don't you think he probably doesn't like Metacritic being a critic? Like
I don't recall him ever having a great love for it, so maybe he hopefully will fix it.
Well, there's nothing to fix. If you don't like Metacritic, you don't like it in principle.
But what they do a bad job of is translating a lot of scores from sites that don't go on a 100-point.
They're terrible at one-ups, letter grade.
Yeah, and even like four-star things look worse than they really are.
How hard can that be, by the way? Oh, four-star. I thought you said like... For some reason, I was thinking like 1 to 5.
4 out of 5 star to an 80 isn't quite what... I mean, it's one less than perfect on a 5-scale review, but it's 20
on anything else.
Right.
Well, in addition to that, we also have Jeff Green has announced his new gig. He is the director... Where'd it go? Director of Editorial and Social Media for PopCap.
All right, then.
So, you know, pimping the plants and the zombies. Oh, let's see. What do we got next? Michael Jackson, The Experience is delayed on 360 and PS3. Does that make you sad?
Fascinating, no.
Bungie has confirmed they're creating an entirely new engine for their Activision product.
I would have assumed so, I guess. Mm-hmm.
This is cool. This is another one of those crazy EVE Online stories that I like talking about because I think they're just bizarre. Basically, this guy, over the course of several years, in a nefarious scheme, stole the equivalent... let's see, it's 850 billion ISK, which if you were to translate it into real-world value would be $45,000.
There you go.
Basically, he created a bunch of shadow accounts to act as investors in this bank, and then once he had the controlling shares of the bank, he just transferred all the money to himself.
I still don't understand, but...
Did you see Sony's patent for a backwards compatibility attachment?
Yeah.
It basically is like a PS2 that plugs into the PS3.
I like that it looks like that.
I mean, except you could use the wireless controller. I mean, it's its own separate drive, even, if this is led to be believed.
I'm glad I have my own 60 gigabyte.
You jerk. Now, what do you think of the whole Yakuza with zombies thing?
Like I said, another case of what are you doing putting zombies in there?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little old.
So, yeah, the new Yakuza is called Yakuza of the End. Yeah, it is like the Yakuza families team together to fight the zombie invasion of Japan.
Dumb too. I mean, I played some of Yakuza 1. I don't understand how that fits thematically at all.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping the shark, it sounds like.
Just a little. If you have a 360 Slim with 4 gigs of memory and not a hard drive, or you're using like a flash drive, you will not be able to play co-op in Halo Reach, nor can you do firefight matchmaking or theater mode. Apparently, though, this wasn't supposed to happen, and Microsoft is working to resolve it. That's
good. We'll see.
I think they might have checked that.
Yeah.
Epic Mickey's November 30th.
This pleases me.
I know. That was just a quick one. All right, let's get into some TGS stuff.
Okay.
First, let's talk about the new Devil May Cry.
DMC.
Yes, lowercase m, C.
Really?
Yes.
All
to
right
be
then.
Technical. After being hinted at that it would have a Western flavor, it is in fact being developed by Ninja Theory, the guys who did Heavenly Sword. Of course, all the...
I always get them mixed up, by the way, but with Ninja, you know, the guys who made Metroid. Who are they? Team Ninja. I get Ninja Theory and Team Ninja mixed up.
You shouldn't. They're very different.
Well, their names are similar.
They have Ninja.
Well, are these guys, they just made Enslaved?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone who's a fan of the series is crying foul because it's become generic. I think it still looks just as...
I don't understand what that means.
I don't know. He's still a dude with a big red trench coat, except he has dark hair instead of white hair. I don't quite get that.
I understand it. This doesn't look any different from other Devil May Cry for me, except he has a different hair color.
Yeah.
And like, it looks slightly grittier,
I mean,
I guess.
Admit to not being great fans of the series, but I think people sometimes tend to look back at this series with rose-colored glasses. Like, I heard a lot of people complaining, like, oh, but Devil May Cry 4 was so good, the series was turning around. As I recall, people complained that this was a game where you fought every boss twice to pad out the length.
Right.
That does not make a good game, in my opinion.
I think you played every level twice, not just every boss.
That's even worse.
I think you really like got to the end of the game and went in reverse.
Oh, well, that's awesome. How could that not be great? So, yeah, that'll happen. Like I said, this is the most interesting I've been in one, honestly. I just want to see what it looks like.
I still
like.
Can't really care.
Yeah, I know. I'm not like, oh, my God, yes, finally. Speaking of Team Ninja, they've announced Ninja Gaiden 3 and Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma. They've also...
Is Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma the PS3 version of Ninja Gaiden 2?
Yeah.
Is Ninja Gaiden 3 just going to come out on both yet?
I don't know. Didn't really say.
All right, fine. I'll let this slide.
They've been talking about this game Neo for a while, and it's happening again now, I guess. Like, this is the team that did Metroid. They have, like, two teams, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's happening. Yeah, a lot of stuff. We had a lot of announcements at TGS, but, like, just a lot of, like, teaser trailers and concept art. Not a lot of actual games.
Yeah, the announcements in Japan seem to not announce very much, do they?
Hmm. Capcom liked Blue Castle Games, the guys who made Dead Rising 2, so much they bought them.
That's nice.
This was, you know, a few months after they said they were distancing themselves from Western developers, but, you know.
Wait, Dead Rising is made in the West?
It's a Canadian studio. Dead Rising 2. Not the first one.
Not the first? Okay, that makes more sense. Because yeah. I was like, Dead Rising 1, no way that was a Western game.
Let's see, there are a bunch of Kinect games announced. Most exciting to me, just in concept. I mean, we know literally nothing about it, but they have announced Steel Battalion Heavy Armor for Kinect. So going from a 100-plus button controller to no controller.
I don't get that at all.
I don't either. But, you know, hey.
Whatever.
Good luck with that. Let's see. The other games that they announced here, probably also just as exciting, is Project Draco, which is like the four primary developers and producers and designers of Panzer Dragoon. And in fact, in the concept art, the one dragon looks exactly like the dragon from Panzer Dragoon.
Why can't they call it Panzer Dragoon, then?
Because it's not Sega.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see. Suda51 and the Resident Evil guy, whose name I'm forgetting. Excuse me. They've got
two, actually. Usually pretty good with my celebrity developer names, but... Yeah.
They've got a... Oh, shoot. What's it called? That's not it. It's not that code name. D, is it something else?
Fascinating reporting edge.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is written down wrong. They have a new survival horror sort of thing that actually looks really good, and the name I forget.
All right, then. Good story.
There's some game called Haunt coming from the Parappa the Rapper guy.
Then everyone's like, oh, Parappa the Rapper guy's making a game. Didn't he just make a new game not too long ago and it was terrible?
Yeah.
Major Minor's March for the Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
They're also bringing a version of Fire Pro Wrestling to the 360
that uses avatars. That's kind
of
neat, actually.
And they're also bringing a new version of Radiant Silvergun, which is like one of those games that sells for $150 on eBay right now.
Ooh.
But won't anymore. It's a bullet hell. But they're putting like online co-op and stuff into it.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all fun.
You know, I try to use the word shmup in one of my stories. My editor told me it was that I shouldn't use it because it's a...
It's a little technical.
No. He told me I shouldn't use it because it's like a European thing or something.
Really?
Which I was like, I'm pretty sure we all...
Yeah,
shmups. Yeah. Shoot 'em up. Whatever.
You could call it a bullet hell.
I think you made me write out shoot 'em up. I was annoyed. But I understand it.
That's okay. Let's see. We have confirmation that Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D is 2011.
That's going to be exciting.
Gran Turismo 5 is coming November 3rd.
Nice.
From Software has announced Project Dark, which is basically Demon's Souls 2. Except it's PS3 and 360.
I'm surprised they don't just call it Demon's Souls 2.
I don't know, maybe it's a different publisher or something.
Yeah.
Sega has announced Phantasy Star Online 2. Phantasy Star Universe, Phantasy Star Online 2.
I don't get this, what is it?
For PC. We don't know. I mean, literally, it was like, we're making Phantasy Star Online 2 for the PC.
How would that be different than Phantasy Star Universe?
Hopefully it means no shitty single player, not an unnecessarily large, confusing main hub, and it doesn't suck.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yes. And the final really big TGS, is in fact TGS news. We have a bunch of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 characters. So they kind of reconfirmed Tron Bonne after she was in that trailer that they released a couple weeks ago. Along with her, we get everyone's favorite Marvel character that everyone knows about and has heard of, X-23.
Yeah, that never heard.
Who is apparently a clone female version of Wolverine. And when you look at her in the game, I'm sorry, between her and Trish, it smacks of we need scantily clad women in this game.
Yeah, I don't get Trish.
What do we got?
Yeah, Trish and this girl, they kind of annoy me.
Mm-hmm. Then just yesterday they announced Spider-Man to nobody's great surprise.
I mean, you know, you have to do it though.
Oh yeah, I mean, absolutely. And
I don't know why they waited so long. Wesker, I mean, that's a good addition. I don't really like Wesker.
He's, like, teleporting all over the stage doing his Matrix.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't really like Wesker just because his Resident Evil 5 is so lame.
Mm.
He basically was just Mr. Smith from The Matrix.
Yeah.
Like, almost exactly. Like, that's what he is. But, you know, it makes sense.
Now, what did you find? You found something interesting in that leaked list that you were freaking out about.
list a long time ago. It came out. And since X-23 was in that list is pretty much all but confirmed, I take it. I was actually mad at this because Mega Man wasn't on it, but there's a character named Volnet or something, and when I read that again, I'm like, wait, isn't that Mega Man's weird last name in Mega Man Legends? And it is.
Yeah.
So I guess he'll be in the game Mega Man Legends, which makes sense because that's what he was in Tatsuno vs. Capcom. That's acceptable.
Okay.
Plus, according to that list, we also have Zero and Roll. I don't know why Roll again. Everyone hated Roll in the first one.
Maybe they'll make your
Proto Man. You should do Proto Man instead of freaking Trish. Okay, don't give Devil May Cry 2 characters. Get Mega Man 10.
All right.
I want to play as fucking Woodman.
Just because you want to be him for Halloween.
Just because I'm being him for Halloween. Stay tuned for that one, folks. Here's a little teaser for you.
Great pictures.
Yeah.
It's actually a great idea for a costume he has.
I'm going to be Woodman. Oh, yes.
Best damn Woodman you ever saw.
It's real. It's damn real.
Okay, and the final big TGS thing. Fumito Ueda of Team Ico first came out with a new trailer for Last Guardian.
Did you see that?
It's gorgeous.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, I watched it with you, remember?
Weren't you, like, that's right, you weren't that impressed, I remember, when you watched it.
It wasn't, it's not very grandiose. It's
not very
good.
Epic, it's kind of very
it's very cutesy with the dee-dee-dee music, but, I like that. The animation on that creature, whatever it's called, is awesome.
I just like the idea that, like, you're doing these puzzles. Kind of like these intricate puzzles, and this giant monster like kind of leaps into frame from time to time. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
It's so great.
It's kind of like those God of War levels with the giant monster, except the thing doesn't want to kill you; it wants to help you.
Yes. And then, perhaps the worst kept secret ever, they've confirmed the Ico Shadow of the Colossus collection in HD and 3D for the PS3.
Now, see, I know a lot of people poo-poo 3D, but those seem like really cool games to have in 3D for me.
Yeah.
that would actually, especially Shadow of the Colossus, that would be really cool in 3D.
What I'm most excited, not even so much about the HD, but the fact that Shadow of the Colossus is locked at a steady 30 frames per second. Apparently, studies were done in the PS2 release. It would get to, like, 18 frames, which is not good.
Yeah.
I mean, that game was pushing the PS2.
It's funny how Ico was, like, basically a glorified PS1 port.
Yeah.
And then Shadow of the Colossus was just, like...
What's weird is in Japan, they're two separate games.
Sucks for them.
Yep.
Are those games popular in Japan, or are they, like, more popular here, you think? Is this, like,
sure.
A Metroid case?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Ugh, God, those games are good.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's TGS. There's just a few more things to wrap up here. So first of all, we've got word that Need for Speed Hot Pursuit is 4 times bigger than Burnout Paradise.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot Pocket is going to...
Great, that game just got a nickname.
Yeah. Hot Pocket. Anyways, that's going to be a really fun game.
It's going to be sweet.
Heads up on that one.
Kotick's being evil again.
What? Yes, I haven't heard from him
twice.
In a while. Oh, no.
First, he's talking about, like, crazy future stuff for Call of Duty in 5 years from now. And, I mean, if there's 5 more Call of Duties in 5 years, that's just too much. I won't be surprised. Nay, I guess not.
Where are they going to do the future Call of Duty? Then we know they jumped the shark.
Yeah.
When the Call of Duty game is set in the future, there you go.
The other thing he wants to do is he's posturing, what if, for example, you took all the CG cinematics out of a game like StarCraft II and then sold them separately as a $30 linear movie?
But they're not connected. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem. If Blizzard made like an hour long movie, I'd pay $15 or $20.
Some people have things like this. Remember, Metal Gear Solid 3 actually had a mode where you can just watch the cutscenes. It wasn't like a movie.
But like, if it's like I'm buying this because they took it out of the game.
Yeah, sure.
Then I call bullshit, Kotick.
I can't imagine. Ugh. Yeah. No way. No way.
Let's see, the OnLive Wi-Fi beta is going on.
Fascinating.
Do you have your account yet?
No, sir. I guess I can play it now that I have a wired connection.
You should make it just because if you sign up for the end of the year, you get your year for free.
A year for free?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's really? It's like an Xbox Live subscription, $50 a year.
Yeah.
But you'll get the first year free if you all sign right. up
Did
for the
Did I get a free game?
No. You should have signed up when I told you to when the service
my gosh,
first launched.
Fine, whatever.
But you didn't listen to me.
Oh, my gosh. What else? Do you have anything
else? Yes. Where to go? Pirates of the Burning Sea is the next MMO to go free-to-play.
Fascinating.
APB. Done.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Man, what was that? Like,
2 months?
No, 2 months?
Yeah.
I said 4 weeks. I meant 4 months. 2 months. Ouch.
And if you, like, bought advanced game time, like, because you could buy it in, like, 6 month or year packages, sorry. No refunds.
Poor investment choice. They don't have any other, like, games that, like, give you the time.
I bet those guys really wish they made Crackdown 2 now.
Yeah,
I mean,
honestly.
And on one hand, you feel bad for them because a lot of people lost their jobs. But, man, what were you guys thinking?
It was kind of annoying, though, because, like, all of a sudden they were too big for Crackdown 2.
Yeah,
too,
it's like you made one game that, like, people kind of liked.
I know. And that whole thing kind of went bad because I loved Crackdown 1.
Mm-hmm.
And now those guys made their crappy MMO and they're done.
And like, then we got a crappy Crackdown 2.
You know what this reminds me of? It's like that time Bryan Singer didn't make X-Men 3, so we got instead...
Like a crappy X-Men 3 and a mediocre Superman movie?
Yes.
Yeah,
this is like
that's
that.
Basically
nobody
what happened.
Wins.
No matter who wins, we lose.
Right.
And the last thing, Minecraft, which is apparently the big hoop-de-doo right now. I guess it got so popular that the server can't handle it. So until the game's creator... Marcus Persson gets it running again. He's just letting it be free to play as like an apology kind of thing.
It's doing so well. He's going to be making money and buy a new server.
That's what he's going to do. I mean, like, I think what happened is Gabe from Penny Arcade got into it. And I have to imagine that just, you know, he wanged it, so to speak.
Sure.
And yeah.
It happens. All right. You ready for the list?
Yes, let's do this. I am excited. Because I can't kind of forget how many games actually are coming out. And you look at this list, and you're like, fuck.
This will be fun. So this is like pretty much every major game coming out for the rest of the year. We're going to talk about them a little bit. All right. Let's start off with Sid Meier's. Well, there's some games on here that already came out. We won't talk about this. Sid Meier's Civilization V.
Pre-ordered, preloaded, can't wait for Tuesday.
I'm going to wait and see a little bit. Just because like, I liked Civ Revelon, but that's really as far as I've gone to the series.
Go to, I know it was on Shaq News. I'm sure it's all over. There's like a 13-minute. Kind of explanation of like all the new stuff in the game. Watch it and you'll just be
I have a feeling I'm gonna end up owning this game, maybe not right away.
Oh, I can't wait.
I might wait by my birthday, but is there a special edition of it or something crazy?
There was a Steam special edition
of
10 more bucks that I got.
What does it give you?
Soundtrack, a bonus Civilization.
Bonus Civilization?
Yeah.
Which one?
I forget.
That's
Babylonians or something.
Ooh, that's kinda neat.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're very excited for it. Not that I doubt its quality, but I'm just not quite sure how much for me it is. F1 2010.
Apparently racing. It's the bee's knees if you like F1 games.
Yeah, whatever. Castlevania Lords of Shadow. I think this is going to be the next Metroid Other M. And by that I mean, I think...
Good gameplay with a bullshit story?
No, I mean it's going to be a good gameplay.
With a 15-minute cutscene?
Everyone's just going to kind of...
Hate.
People are going to gang up on this game's story. Because you know it's going to be a very Japanese-made story.
You know the game's made in Spain.
What? You're right. But, I mean, you know, like the whole Kojima tag that they've done to it. I don't know. Plus, I think people are going to, get carried away with the easy God of War ripoff comparison. I'm kind of interested, though. I'm kind of excited about this. Just because I really like the gothic setting they recaptured. I kind of always liked Castlevania more as an action game than I think the Metroidvania thing's gotten very stale, so I kind of like that,
right.
Bringing it more back to this. I'm interested. How about you?
It merits a rental. I want to check it out.
Like I said, I'm kind of interested. I mean, maybe because it's coming out now. Hmm. I don't know if I'd get it. If this came out like last month, it'd probably be a sure thing.
Yeah.
The Sly Collection. Have you ever been like a big
I've
Sly?
Never really played any of them.
I've rented a couple of them.
I do want to like check them out.
I rented a couple of them. They seem fun enough. I don't know. I don't know how much into this.
See, I try to pick one game from each genre that I want to play, and this is not the platformer. We'll get to the platformer, and I'm sure you can all guess what my platformer is for this holiday.
Well, as far as like the PlayStation platformers, even I think I like Ratchet Clank the most of those.
See, I always liked the Jack games, and it's a shame they don't make those anymore.
They made that one on the PSP not too long ago, remember?
It wasn't Naughty Dog, though.
Oh, okay. Naughty Dog
actually, the demo I played wasn't bad, but I'm sorry, I hate playing platformers on the PSP.
Fair enough. Enslaved Odyssey to the West, Ninja Theory.
Yeah, no, I knew everything there was to know about this game like 2 years ago, and I honestly can't remember.
Wait, really? I didn't even.
It's been in development since they finished Heavenly Sword.
See, I didn't know anything about it until I saw it at E3 and I watched Damien play it. And the thing I can't remember is that their E3 demo was way too long.
Oh, is this that game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was that game where it was kind of awkward. It's like Damien and I, we clearly had wanted to stop playing it slash watch, you know, clearly wanted to play something else.
Yes.
But, you know, it's awkward. You're with the PR person kind of like over your shoulder, and you're like, eventually it's just like, can we do something else? It seemed neat enough. Like, I like that the main character not only is, you know, it's Andy Serkis, basically, not just vocally, but, I mean, it looks like him, too.
Oh, it is? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's Andy Serkis all the way.
Cool.
Like, it's a voice. Because, you know, he worked on Heavenly Sword.
Right, too. Right, yeah. Yeah, I know he likes these guys.
And, I don't know, I think it might be, it's one of those games that's, like, co-op, but it's, like, it's based on co-op, like, gameplay mechanics, but with single player. You know what I mean? Pretty much use your friend to do this, do that, do that. It might be interesting. So, Medal of Honor.
This is another wait and see. Maybe check it out.
I'd be surprised. I'd be very surprised if anything could be done to convince me. I'm not a huge fan of all the kind of military shooters anyways. Now you have one that's basically just, you know, Call of Duty. Fallout New Vegas.
Yes, please.
I mean, you know, by virtue of being the sequel to, well, you know, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Basically for being built on the Fallout 3 engine.
It's more Fallout 3, but it's in Vegas.
Pretty much. You know,
good enough for me.
I don't really know the details about it, but I always hear people say how this one's more action-focused.
Seems like it, yeah.
I don't really know what that means, though. Like,
now, have you seen...
Wait, that doesn't mean, like, VATS is, like, downplayed,
No, no, VATS is still in
But is it downplayed?
I don't know.
Well,
don't
I'd be mad if it is, would you? Would you be mad?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what they mean by it. Now, have you seen the... I don't know if they call it hardcore mode or surrealism mode. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, so you know how Fallout, like, ammo doesn't have weight?
Yeah.
Ammo has weight?
Ooh.
You need to...
I did hear about this,
You actually. Need to eat and drink and sleep regularly. Injuries, like, you have to treat them. It's just basically, like, realism mode.
Yeah, no thanks.
Be interesting to try it, but yeah, I just feel like that'd be too frustrating. Because Fallout, the fun of Fallout 3 to me especially was when my character got to be, like, super powerful and I just, like, steamrolled through the game. It was just awesome. I don't have to worry about getting some unirradiated water or anything.
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's see if, Obsidian rebounds from Alpha Protocol.
Yeah.
All right, Vanquish. You've been following this one?
What's Vanquish?
Vanquish is like a new... I think it's a third-person shooter made by... I think the Resident Evil guy, actually. Pretty sure. It looks pretty... Well, okay. Yeah, Mr. Write all Japanese games. I know.
I don't even know anything about it.
I just saw like one trailer of it that they covered, and it was very flashy. It looked like it might be neat.
Yeah.
SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. I always get these games for my birthday.
And I come over and play them.
Yeah, and then I can usually end up selling them by summertime because I know I'll just get the next one. Okay, Force Unleashed 2.
Yes, please. Everyone who's previewed it that I've heard and read about, they love it.
Well,
they love
good.
It.
I liked Force Unleashed 1 despite all those faults.
I beat Force Unleashed 1 on a single overnight marathon session.
Right.
And like, I like that game a lot, actually.
Because, yeah, it was one of those games that definitely had a lot of faults, but, like... There's still kind of things it did very right.
And I thought it had a really good story. I liked its story a lot.
It definitely worked a lot better than I would have thought it would.
Yeah.
Isn't this team fired now?
Yeah. They did the same thing after the first game, too.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like LucasArts is kind of a phase where they just kind of hire up for their games. This is an interesting game. Fable 3.
I'm going to get it.
Because it doesn't feel like there's very much excitement in the air for this one. I guess I'll get it.
I liked Fable 2 a lot.
Fable 2 is a fun game that's very forgettable. That's what I've always said about it. So, I mean, I'm sure I'll get... It's just kind of weird, don't you agree? Like, it doesn't feel like Fable's coming out soon, right?
No.
No? Yeah, there it is. All right. Tron Evolution. I saw this at E3.
Yeah, probably what'll end up happening is I'll rent it, get as far as I care to get, and then once I realize I haven't played it for 2 or 3 days, I'll send it back.
Well, I mean, who knows? I think it might be... I think if anything, it might just be short, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to... It doesn't have multiplayer, does it?
No, it has multiplayer.
Like, anything good-looking?
The guy who made it assured me that they've been working very hard on it, so he seems very he seems very impressed with his multiplayer.
If the multiplayer is great, I mean, I'm using Gamefly, so if it ends up being great, I hit that keep it now button.
Aren't I a pro? Like, I talked to the guy who made this. I have a source.
Oh, my God.
Like, the person making the game.
We're so legit.
The game looked cool when he showed it to us.
Yeah, I think it looks great.
And, like, they're not shy about the whole Prince of Persia Tron thing, too. They totally
But it works.
That. Like, hey, we like Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
And it fit Tron very well, so why
there
not?
It is. Yeah.
And it's kind of like a prequel to the movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
I like that.
Plus, it's Tron. Come on. I like
it is
Tron.
It's Tron.
There are not enough Tron things.
The azure-tinted fixture that my heart is set upon.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Gran Turismo 5.
Not for me, but I understand people's excitement.
Ditto. You know.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I know. If the Fixer were here. Oh,
God. We're going to be a half-hour segment
right
now about how it's going to be the best thing ever. It's just, I still can't believe this game took that long.
I definitely will say, playing it at E3 with the kind of with like this
in the absolute best possible setting,
and like you get the car seat with the wheel, the 3D, and the head tracking. Ooh.
Yeah. If I had that set up, yes, I would buy this game when it came out.
That's definitely the coolest 3D game thing, though. Is like when they
3D with head tracking.
Well, but yeah, but like it, in a racing game where you're in the dash view, that's really cool because then like perspective makes a lot of sense in a game all of a sudden. Oh, that was really neat. Okay. Call of Duty Black Ops.
It went from being meh to after their multiplayer event on my, like, I'm probably going to for sure be getting it now.
There are some really neat looking multiplayer
modes. Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited for it.
I really like that one where you kind of, like, work your way through the weapon list. Mm. You start from, like, the bottom tier, like, a pistol, whatever, assault rifle.
Yeah.
Then, like, you add, like, the
which I guess apparently came from a mod for, like, Call of Duty 4 on the PC.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I think people kind of forget that Call of Duty 5 was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Treyarch is gonna, I think with this one they're gonna finally lose that stigma.
Right, I hope so, actually. I think they've done the work now.
Who knows, maybe now they'll be the premier Call of Duty guys, since, you know.
Pretty much.
Alright. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. This is a game I was very iffy about for a while.
This is a game that I'm going to get to eventually, maybe not right at release.
Really?
Just because there's so much other stuff.
But Assassin's Creed 2 was your runner-up game of the year last year.
I know. When's it come out?
I don't know, probably November, right?
Yeah, November's going to be so stacked.
Dude, I'm telling you,
It's going to depend on two things.
Okay, but this is a multiplayer game. If you get it later, you're going to miss out on everyone playing multiplayer.
I know. It's going to depend on two things. What else I'm playing and how much money I have at this point.
You got a job now. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to be... I can tell... You're not going to be able to resist, because this game is better than you think it is.
Okay.
It's pretty hot. Speaking of hot...
Oh, man.
Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, like
yes,
I said, that's
please.
What's good. Yeah, I just kind of like the racing game with power-ups thing. Like, the whole, and, like, the power-ups, like, call for a...
The thing is, though, I mean, I know it's Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, but to me, you may as well call this Burnout Hot Pursuit.
Sure. Right, yeah, I mean, that's what I look at it more as.
I know.
Absolutely.
Like, I see this as the next Burnout game, really, and I'm very stoked.
Just, like, the, I don't know, like, this kind of social stuff they're doing for this game is really impressive.
It's unreal. It's going to be so great.
The guys who are making the game showed it to me, you see. I'm sorry, I'm such a name drop, I don't even know the names.
Well, that's what E3 is when you see all the big holiday games, so yeah, right. You would have seen all this stuff.
Alright, yeah, it wasn't like anything like, I'm from Bitmobile, show me. It was like, you wait in a line, you go inside the theater and the people show you. Yes. Well, the Tron guy, no, that was, I'm from Bitmobile, but I'm cool. Anyways, Little Big Planet 2, I'm telling you, this is going to be big.
I'm going to come over and play your copy.
I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
I believe you.
You didn't like Little Big Planet 1, did you?
I didn't like the floatiness of the jump, but if that is indeed fixed, then that
could be. Little
Big
Planet 1 is really cool. I think this game could be really interesting.
Okay.
I think it's going to be something else.
Okay.
Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What?
What is this?
I kind of been hearing about it. I don't really remember, though.
Okay. Probably not getting it.
Sorry if you've been looking forward to that one. We're waiting for our big thoughts on it. Ruse.
This is that, like, RTS that, like, really stresses, like, faking attacks.
Oh, right.
Yeah. There's a demo out that I haven't gotten to yet, but the people who played it seem to really like it. It's just that I'm not going to get an RTS until I'm, like, done with StarCraft 2.
Yeah, good job releasing an RTS the year StarCraft 2 came out, guys. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you think about the PS Move in general when it's game?
I played the Move today.
Today? They have it at Best Buy?
At Best Buy, yeah.
What do you think? I mean, it's just the Wii Motion Plus, right?
All I played was, I played the one, it's like the Sword and Shield game.
Is that neat?
Yeah, I mean, it works really well. You know, you get the complete precision with the controls, and then, like, in that game, you get to do, like, power attacks where you just have to follow the on-screen prompts for what to do, like, a combo. You know, it worked. I mean, yeah, it's Wii HD. It really is. I don't know what else to tell you.
Final Fantasy 14, this beta never ran for me. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
See, I would need to try the console version, which isn't even coming out till later, right?
It's not till early 2011.
And, like, I don't know. I just play Warcraft. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock.
Nah.
I saw something about
Chris. Chris is going to get it, and I'll play his copy when I come home.
Chris will get it, and, like, all the while talk about how Rock Band's better.
Yes.
Dead Rising 2.
Never
really
you know
why?
You know
I'm
why
sorry.
I don't want to? I thought I heard they were getting rid of it, and they're not. Like, it still has all the time limit stuff. And Jeff Cannata was making this point a Weekend Confirmed, and I completely agreed with him. It just seems like the game's at odds with itself because it has like all these time limits, But it's also like this huge sandbox run around and fuck with zombies game. But like, you can't do that because you have a time limit.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I never had any issues in Dead Rising 1, so I don't really care. Front Mission Evolved. You ever even played a Front Mission game?
I played the PSP one, I think.
What's this one for?
I have no idea.
Let's assume PSP. I'm going to guess PSP. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. I think it might be PS3. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know anything about this one. I'll stop doing a disservice by talking about ones I don't know about. Super Scribblenauts. I mean, it's funny. There's no palpable excitement for this one.
They lost a lot of goodwill after the first game.
Scribblenauts, the first, had so much hype going into it. So much hype going into it. It was kind of crazy. So, connecting the games.
Yep, I'm there.
If you say so, I don't think so. I'll pass. I don't really. We've talked about Kinect. You've been there. DJ Hero 2. DJ Hero 1 was a lot of fun. It says I have that turntable.
You may as well.
I mean, why not? You know?
Like I said, fundamental issue is I just, if that crossfade switch just automatically went back to center, it'd be fine.
Sounds bad.
That would fix all my problems with that game.
Is there anything like new about this game, or is it just more
zone? I think there's more, like actual battles between two DJs, like DJ battles.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. All right. Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks pretty hot.
Yes.
I am. You know, I like the Kirby. I love what they're doing at this game.
Mm-hmm.
Looks beautiful. Good co-op fun. Should be good. EA Sports MMA.
No.
Rock Band 3.
Yes. I'm going to get the game with keyboard bundle.
I still hope that the keyboard is as good as I want it to be. Because when I played at A3, like, I played Rainbow in the Dark. Maybe it was just the song, but, like, you know, it was a song that doesn't have very much keyboard in it. I mostly just stood around.
Right.
It's slightly worrisome. Okay, Tony Hawk Shred.
Fuck no.
Yeah, okay, no. What's Mine Jack?
No idea.
True Crime?
Nope.
Epic Mickey?
Yes,
nope.
Yes, please.
Oh, I mean, yes.
That's my platform game, in case you didn't guess.
Right,
platform game. Now, what I like is a lot of people in the squad squawk box, all next to this game road, I'll see what the Minottis have to say. Guys, we're going to tell you to buy it.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know.
I probably will.
I want to see if some things that I didn't necessarily like about that E3 demo were fixed.
Such as?
The jumping mechanic didn't feel great yet.
Hmm.
Specifically the double jump. Hmm. Not yet. And I still say the game could look better than it does graphically. We'll see. We'll see if we can get a little bit more out of it. But otherwise, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll see. Briefly. How about the new GoldenEye?
I'm strangely curious about this.
God.
I'll probably rent it just to check it out.
Oh, please.
That's all. Just rent.
Nope. No way. No chance that I won't play that. I'm more likely to play that Bloodstone James Bond.
It does look good. It's basically, I mean, we're not getting a new movie, so if you want another James Bond story with Daniel Craig.
Could. Yeah. Conduit 2, unnecessary sequel alert.
Yeah.
Fist of the North Star, based off an anime I've never seen.
Okay.
God of War, Ghost of Sparta. You know, this is a game I don't really think about, but
The other God of War on PSP was excellent.
That's probably my favorite God of War.
The problem is, though, again, it was like 6 hours, so I'll rent it.
I'm excited about it.
You skipped DC Universe Online.
Oh, sorry, DC Universe Online. No, thank you.
If there's a trial, I'll try it.
There we go. What is that? Is that basically going to be like a City of Heroes game? Like you make your own superhero?
Yeah. Well, I understand they have the platforming in it is almost like Crackdown-ish.
Yeah. All right, we'll see how that works. All right, Donkey Kong Country Returns again.
Yes.
Oh,
I do
never mind.
Try this. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, this is cool. It's also very challenging, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Very, very hard. Driver, San Francisco, no.
Not really.
And Splatterhouse. And
I have no love for that
really
series.
Care. So, looks like it's going to be pretty good. Pretty good.
Did it.
We are going to make it after all.
Quit singing that.
I'm sorry. But yeah, it looks, I think it's pretty good. Ghost Trick, I saw somebody say, which I don't think was on there.
Oh, yeah, it's that game with the
Phoenix Wright guys.
Yeah. This chair is noisy.
Yes, I noticed. I don't know if it's a chair salt.
It's old.
All right. What did you play this week?
Halo?
Oh, that's right.
Should we talk
I forgot
about that?
I guess so. We kind of had a conversation about this.
I know. It's so good. I love it.
Wait, you like it that much?
Oh, I do.
What do you
really do
that much? I mean, is it just because it's more Halo?
Okay, let's start with the single player. First of all, Bungie figured out how to make cutscenes, which is nice.
They figured out how to make cutscenes. They haven't figured out how to transition between them very well, between that and gameplay.
Yeah.
I
was telling you this. I believe it was George was explaining this to me around the time of Halo 3. I'm just telling you what George told me, and he knows this shit. Is because the cutscenes don't rely on sound processing and AI and everything, it's like it has to transition to like a different executable of the engine, and the cutscenes have higher fidelity.
Then do it differently. But here's my basic problem, though, is that there's plenty of times where, like, you're in a cutscene, it's in the first-person mode, and for you, I mean, and, like, you know, you're kind of, the cutscene's going on, and, like, the cutscene stops, and it's clear where they want you to stop playing, but it has to, like, fade to black or fade to white first.
See, that doesn't bother me. I don't know. It's fine if it bothers you. It never bothered me.
All right, fine. One more minor thing while I'm at kind of minor things. I can't understand these people sometimes.
Yeah, it's a combination of accents with radio voice, and sometimes too, I'm like, just speak clearly.
But plus, like, they have a subtitles option, but it's only for cutscenes,
not in-game chatter. But, like, I mean, it's just, if you like Halo gameplay, the sandbox, I mean, this is that polished to a shine.
And I don't hate this game by all. It's fun. Maybe my problem is that I'm just not in love enough with Halo's mechanics. Basically, that's all there is. Because every objective in the game is basically
get to a spot, have a big fight.
Basically, go there, fight things on the way, and once you get there, fight more things. That's every objective
in the
game.
Well, that's the Halo design plus 30 seconds of fun repeating.
Stop putting their... You don't have to put their PR spin on
that's
everything.
That's what everyone says.
Oh, my gosh. But it's fun if you like Halo. I get that. I don't know if I love their mechanics enough for that.
Now, have you done the mission I was hinting at to you?
No,
the
I haven't other played day? Since that day because I've been moving.
Alright, so if I could be somewhat vague for your sake, because you didn't even see this trailer that showed it, I guess. There's a vehicle, it's called the Saber. You sure you didn't see this trailer?
Pretty sure.
Okay. The Saber missions are like my favorite thing, and if they made that its own game, I would buy that and play it.
Those ones in space, by the way.
Maybe.
I heard people talking about other things in space.
Okay, yeah. It's awesome.
Okay. That's nice.
I'm hoping to finish the game maybe tomorrow.
I mean,
But it's great.
I got the game because I liked the multiplayer beta. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been on this at all because I am a Halo skeptic.
And I know.
The single player campaign is not changing my mind, I'm going to be honest.
I like it.
But I think I'll have fun with the multiplayer.
Multiplayer in this game is Halo 4.
Sure. Oh, wait, is the single player not?
Well, it's a prequel, but I mean,
right.
Oh, real quick, like a thing that kind of bridges single player multiplayer. It's a little thing, but I love how your customized Spartan is the one that's in the single player.
If you say so.
For some reason, I just think that's cool. I just like that.
Of course, this also means he's actually not a character at all.
He's Noble Six. He has a face.
He's not a character.
He has a face. He talks.
He's not a character. A character has a personality, quirks. You know what I mean? An arc. A story arc. This is a person.
It's not,
you're not a character.
It's not his story. It's the team's story.
Oh, my. Okay, now let's shut up. It's a team story.
It's just...
I haven't seen any sort of arc yet.
I'll say to you, remember when Final Fantasy XII came out, you argued that it wasn't a story about the characters, it was a story about the worlds from the perspective of these characters.
This character still had arcs.
I didn't finish Final Fantasy XII. Anyway, multiplayer.
It's pretty much like... You know, we've been playing before on the beta.
Yeah, but there's a few different things. First of all, there's a couple new armor abilities that we didn't get in the beta that are in this one.
Like what?
The hologram.
Oh, the hologram.
When you get someone to bite on that, it's so satisfying. Because you see them go chasing after your hologram, you just come behind them and assassinate them or something. There's also, I saw in single player, I don't know if it's in multi, but there's the drop shield, which is basically a bubble shield you can deploy whenever. But the big thing about it, especially in single player, is when you're in the bubble, it also regenerates your health.
Oh, I didn't know.
Very useful, right. Particularly on a couple missions where you're in like Covenant installations where there aren't any health packs to pick up.
Okay, real quick. Sorry to go back to single player, but...
It's okay. I forgive you.
I don't think the ally AI is very good.
See, we were talking about this before. I mean, the way I see it, it's not there to win for you. It's just there to...
To stand there.
They shoot, sometimes, they're moving around.
Sometimes they stand there. I think the AI is designed more to look busy than to actually help me.
Yeah, but they're not standing around.
Now, sometimes they're... Okay, I caught a guy standing around maybe once and it bugged me a lot. And maybe
okay,
I'm looking
I'm sorry.
Him. Well, I don't know, because the whole point... The selling point of this game is you're the team of Spartans and stuff. I don't get that very much when playing it.
I never saw this problem. That
I don't
you'd
know.
Speak
a lot of
of.
People. I said I had this problem. I said I didn't think it was good. People told me that everyone was saying this. Apparently, everyone except for you. Apparently, so
I guess
I can't.
I'm just lucky.
Ask more about it. Yeah.
Anyway, back to the multi. I've been playing a lot of Rumble Pit games, like the free for all stuff.
Right.
There's one game mode called Safe Havens, which is a derivative of the Invasion mode, which is the one with, like, zombies and stuff. The way it works is, like King of the Hill, like, points will pop up. The survivors team, who have shotguns, have to get into these safe havens. When they're inside it, they're completely invulnerable, but they only last for, like, 30 seconds. The zombies are just Spartans with energy swords, and they run and jump faster and higher. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you have to get to the safe haven, shoot the zombies you can from within it, then as soon as it, you know, falls apart, get to the next one while keeping alive. It's actually really fun. Like, could be its own game almost.
Okay.
What other noteworthy things are there in here?
Basically, you like Halo.
The challenges are actually really great. They do daily and weekly challenges. But no, they change all the time. And what's cool is, like, the one day, all the challenges were, like, firefight-based. Mm-hmm. The other day, they were all, like, so, like, they could use the challenges to incentivize you to play different modes, which I really like. Speaking of firefight, I actually haven't gotten into firefight yet. I will eventually, but, like, you know, it has, like, matchmaking now. It's not like ODSTs where it was friends only. So that's good.
That's good.
I also spent some time in Forge, which is way better in this one. For the simple fact that you have three physics properties per items. There's, like, just regular affected by gravity, just like it was in Halo 3. There's fixed, where things will just float wherever you want. But then there's phased, where things can intersect with each other.
Right.
And there are actually, like, four maps in the game that, like, are in, like, the multiplayer playlist that are just Forge maps with, like, platforms and walls put together to make maps.
That's pretty cool.
They recreated a Halo 2 map using this.
It's nice.
Really cool.
Has anybody recreated 2-4 yet?
No, but that's a good idea. You probably could get close.
Nice.
Very close, actually. Great.
Maybe without, like, the underwater thing.
Right. Well, I know what I'm going to be working on.
Yeah. Rock 2.
Yes.
All right. Halo.
I know. It's so good. Right, I'm having so much fun with it.
I need to play more of it.
Yes.
Once I'm moved in.
It's just... Oh, I love it. All
right. What else do you play?
It's kind of it.
Okay, that's fine, man. I played more Birth by Sleep.
Okay.
Played through the three characters.
Oh, wait. I thought I'm another game. But keep going.
Okay.
Because we forgot to talk about this last week.
Okay. Basically, I really like Birth by Sleep a whole lot because it's Kingdom Hearts. And I like Kingdom Hearts. And Mickey Mouse is in it. And he fights things. And I really like Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
I guess that's why. I mean, I played a lot of it. It's pretty much all I played.
Right.
Actually, the date I came over from
the midnight. You went to the midnight sale of Halo Reach, came home, and played Kingdom Hearts.
It's true.
What's wrong with you?
It's true. Oh gosh, it's good. And I'm so
Mike,
close.
You know what game we both played that we forgot to talk about last week?
What?
The greatest game ever, perhaps the game of the year
Rome
2010.
Flash game?
Yes.
Oh,
someone made the Room Flash game.
And Newgrounds made it. Basically.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
It was good. It's fun.
It's basically a point and click adventure game.
See the movie The Room first, because it's basically like a.
They took it's line for line.
Well, and like they kind of add some own, their own scenes. Like,
it's all from Tommy's perspective. So
like
yeah.
Scenes where he's not there, you see what he's doing. Oh man, is it good? It's really funny too. You check it out. All right, I guess that's it. Let's get to the releases. Start wrapping
Talk
this
about
thing
Halo
up.
Halo more.
Oh my gosh, it's fine. Halo came out this week, by the way. Lord of the Rings: Aragorn's Quest for Wii.
Oh, it's actually out. I like the trailer they showed for this. It had Sean Astin and John Rhys-Davies in it.
I didn't know that. House MD for DS, that's interesting. Racket Sports for PlayStation, Move, about 4, ouch. Fantasy Star Portable 2 for PSP.
Mm-hmm.
Aragorn's Quest is also on the PS3, I didn't know that. Professor Layton on the Unwound Future, I need to get that as soon as I beat Breath by Sleep. Legend of the Guardians, The Isles of Gahul, that's the,
I, like, didn't realize that movie hadn't come out yet. I, like, just assumed it came out while I was in Canada and just bombed.
Nope, 360 and PS3. Gladiator Begins for PSP. Oh, Aragorn's Quest also PSP. Sonic Adventure came out on Xbox 360. I can't bring myself.
We're not
up.
Pleased.
Really? What's wrong?
Yeah. I mean, stuff we knew was going to happen, like it's only 4:3 and not widescreen.
Right.
I heard somewhere too, like when you download it, you just get plain vanilla Sonic Adventure, and then if you want the DX version, it's like a DLC. But I don't even know what it's substantially added to the game.
Look, I don't need.
I'm not even sure about.
I don't
that.
Need to buy Sonic Adventure again, anyways.
Yeah.
I like this game for Wii. Swords.
Could be the best Wii game ever.
Just called Swords. Dawn of Heroes for the DS. That sounds very familiar.
Dawn of Heroes. Is that, what is that?
I don't know. It sounds really familiar. Aragorn's Quest also came out on PC. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yay.
You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com.
Yes.
You can also find us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel and on the iTunes Music Store and the Zoom Marketplace. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be here next week, right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. That was kind of a fast wind down, but there it is.
Just kick them out.
I got shit to do. Bye, guys.
You have to go watch a movie.
Bye. I gotta go watch Spirited Away. Screw you guys. I'm going.